Paul, welcome to another episode of Bug Out Bag, and my guest today is Jamie. Say hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Jamie has a special relation to our last week's guest. What is that relation?
He is my boyfriend, my live-in boyfriend.
So the references last week to Jamie or girlfriend was that was all you.
Yeah.
And your family that I guess he was hooking up with.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to last week?
I did, yeah.
What did you think?
It was pretty good. I don't know. Like,
it was the worst. You could have said anything else, but it was pretty good. And I would have been happy. You said the worst thing possible.
I was surprised that he planned to pack so many shoes.
Okay.
Because, I feel like you could use, one or two pairs and, everything covered.
He thought he was going to, Iron Man suit it. I'm going to have a shoe for this situation and a shoe for this situation.
Yeah, but they're heavy.
I know.
And they take up a lot of space.
They're not square. They don't fit in things.
Yeah, exactly. So,
even in the end, the guy's got to have his Jordans. Terrible.
Yeah, he's got to have his high tops.
So I'm actually not sure. I was actually a little upset with him when he told me he listened to it. Because I wanted to do this with you. And I'm not sure how I feel about you hearing that going in.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I have, an advantage.
Exactly.
Now.
And
I was thinking that when I was listening to it. I was like, is this I don't think he wants this.
Yeah. or anything that he said that you weren't unhappy with, that has tainted you now. You're like, well, this is what he wants to do. He's got the wrong fucking thing coming. We're not doing this at all.
Nah.
So, all right. So you heard last episode, so you know basically the general rules of those?
Yeah, except, I don't know, I don't know.
You know, that's a trick question, because regardless of what you were going to say, I was going to go through it anyway.
All right,
so
cool.
It doesn't matter. If you have any questions, Great. Just speak up. So let's do types of zombies. These are a combination of your slow and fast zombies. So after they are infected, they for the first 48 hours after they turn, they're hella bananas fucking track star fast.
Okay.
After that, they're your slow shambling zombies. And they are magic zombies in that they do not follow the normal anatomy rules where, they can't bleed to death. Eventually, they will rot to a point where they can't hold together, and then that's the end of them. They could be missing, a chunk of their stomach and be walking around. Or, they can be, gross entrails and still be going around. You can't just, shoot them and have them bleed out. You got to destroy the brain. Shoot them in the head, bash them in the head, something like that.
Okay.
After you're bit, you're going to die pretty fast. It's not one of those things where, you can, get bit and, pull down the sleeve and then hide out and then, later you turn and fuck everything up. You're probably going to die within the day or an hour after you're bit. Let's see. Oh, this is also in this. It's kind of similar to The Walking Dead and some other fiction where everybody has to stay. Whatever it is that's reanimating people, everybody's got it. So regardless of whether you are killed by a zombie or a car falls on you or you have a heart attack or, I don't know, dysentery, whatever, you're coming back. Unless you died from getting shot in the head, axe in the head, something, you're coming back.
Okay.
The bag, when you do prepare it, it has to be something you have to carry on your body. So it can't be a shopping cart. It can't be the trunk of your car. You have to physically be able to carry it. Let's see. Cell phone service. So after things go nuts, you get cell phone service for the first day, and then no cell phones. Let's see. What else are we missing? This is not some sort of hypothetical. I mean, it is a hypothetical because they're not fucking real. But it's not – the world is the world as it is today.
Okay.
Anything else?
It's your show.
Okay. Well, I'm do you have any questions? What about, I don't know. Someone asked me if the zombies could swim. They can't swim.
They can't?
They can't swim. They could walk, they could walk along the bottom of the water, very slowly, and then come out the other end.
But they can't.
They can't. They're not out there doing the fucking butterfly. You're not going to have, the Michael Phelps zombie out there just
I guess that's good information.
Yeah. They can't, they can climb up a ladder. They're not going to be, scaling walls, jumping from grip to grip. But they can, if you leave a ladder, they will climb up a ladder. If you're on the top of Camelback Mountain here in Phoenix, they will get up there because you can just kind of walk up it.
Yeah, so like kind of like a toddler.
Exactly. That's a really, really good, like, yeah, like a big toddlers. Yeah. I'm going to use that. I'm going to steal that. They're all big right. toddlers. All
right.
Okay, so they're big toddlers. I think that's it. You know, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. So we always do this Tuesday at, Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Where are you Tuesday at 2 o'clock?
Usually at work.
Where do you work in the Valley?
I work not far from downtown.
Okay, so like downtown proper Phoenix?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're at work. Do you work in like an office building or something like that?
It's a small office building, yes.
So you're at work and you're doing what everybody does at work, which is not work, and you're like fucking around on Facebook or like the internet, and someone like you see someone's like post on the wall like, yo, this fucking crazy dude out here like just bit my neighbor, and you're watching the video of it and you're seeing like weird tweets, and this is when you start realizing like shit's about to go like pop off right now. I need to get the fuck out of here. So you're gonna bug out. And you're gonna, where are you gonna go at this point?
I guess first order of business is to get home.
Okay.
I don't know if like the streets are like crazy. Like, could I just hop in my car and get on the highway and like?
I think it's you ever seen Dawn of the Dead?
No.
So in that first, that's got a great opening scene. It's like. What you would expect in the middle of, like, you can drive for a little bit. It's not the thing where, like, it's bumper to bumper, because this is the first part where, like, people are starting to realize things are kind of bad, and they're not zombies everywhere. Like, occasionally something will run out. But there is, like, a car on fire. Someone is crashed out of control, but you can still drive. So, like, okay. I think if you get out, so from here to downtown, that's not that far. What's it, like, 20 minutes if you speed?
Without traffic, yeah.
Okay. And, like, I mean, you're not following traffic laws either at this point. Like, you're like, fuck it, I need to get home.
But you should follow traffic laws for Dude. The other people.
Well, the other people
are also obviously trying to get home.
Sure. So you get here. Okay, let's say, so you're here, and because you are, like, slightly crazy, for whatever reason, you've been sitting here telling Chris, like, Chris, man, fucking zombies are going to get us one day. Like, I know they've never existed, and no one's ever seen one, and they're totally fictional. But zombies are fucking coming up to hell to kill us, so I'm going to prepare. Fuck you, we can't go on vacation. I spent all our money on zombie gear.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, so what is in this, like, hypothetical bag that you have prepared for, like, the zombie outbreak?
I think I would go with, like, just a standard, like, light backpacking kind of gear, like, emergency stuff.
So, wait, is
small it, tent.
Is the backpack like a camping backpack or like a JanSport?
Yeah, it's like a camp. It's like a backpacking backpack.
Okay, so you got tent. Get specific. Well,
so, all right. Probably map, compass, duct tape, twine, like an emergency fire starter,
okay.
Like a lighter, probably some like backpack specific gear to keep it light, like a backpacking tent.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Like backpacking sleeping bag, cook kit, that kind of thing.
You know what? Of all, I think this will be the ninth episode. You are the only person to ever say they're going to bring a map, and I'm congratulating because I think a lot of people were always like, one person said he was going to bring a compass. And because he's an idiot and doesn't know his left from his right. But everybody's like, I'm just going to go fucking north. I'm like, how the fuck do you know it's north? You lived in Phoenix before. You've never been camping. Like,
yeah.
Everybody else was just assuming that they were going to just walk places without, like, and navigate without it. So
yeah, but you can't, I don't know.
I congratulate you on your foresight and your practicality on that.
I thought about this.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
I was like, shoes?
So
there's so many things that you can bring.
So what is it? What's the shoe set? Are you putting shoes in there? Or are you wearing like some sort of like active footwear?
I'm wearing my hiking boots.
Okay.
I will be packing layers for the future, like a weatherproof jacket, like maybe a lighter long sleeve shirt, but like it's gonna be like, you know, maybe a change of clothes if I can fit it.
Okay.
But, like, you know, jeans, hiking boots. T-shirt.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
So, is that it? What else you got?
Well, food and water.
What kind of food and water?
Water.
Yeah. All right. Sure. There's only one kind of water. I'm sorry. What kind of food?
Dumb question. Probably. Maybe a couple of dehydrated meals.
You ever had any of those before?
Yes.
What did you think?
Well, I had just hiked to the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, so you were here?
I was like, yeah, that's good.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Probably some, like, protein bars, maybe protein powder, I don't know. Just, sure. Like, you know, I don't know.
No, I mean, it has protein.
It wouldn't be, like, permanent food source.
Sure.
Maybe some vitamins.
Okay.
That would be good.
Bring some Ignatia pills. Some fish oil pills.
Just like, help the skin. You know, your standard like multivitamin.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what your diet's going to be like.
And they're small and they have the protein or the vitamins you would need without actually having to.
Right. So you don't have to like eat fresh vegetables every day to be like, you know.
Very true. I like that. I guess you, like, as you just mentioned, you hike to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. So, like, the outdoors is not, like, a new thing to you, right?
No, well, so, I'm not, like, I mean, I've gone on, like, camping trips and all this stuff, but, like, my dad is, like, he used to go, like, backpacking and stuff with his family all the time. He used to be a Boy Scout, so, like, he's the guy. And, like, my mom's pretty awesome, too, so she's, like, yeah.
But you've done these things with them. So it's not like,
yeah.
You're not totally new to this. Like, if, like, you had to hide, you're like, oh, my God, bugs. Like, you're not going to be doing that. Like,
no,
you know what you're,
yeah.
Been around the block with this.
Yeah. Try if I was, like, crazy enough to buy all of the, you know, shit required, I would have, like, you know, a plan to go along with it. I would be like, all right, like, this is going to, like, timeline.
You have a timeline?
But
this
would.
Date, we have to be here. Okay. So you got food and water solutions, you got like clothing, you got vitamins, you got tents. Is that it? You got anything else? If it's it, you can just say it's it. I mean, you got to carry this, not me.
Yes. I feel like I was forgetting something, but you know, that kind of thing.
So
like if you would go on the REI website and like printed off a list of what they recommend for like ultralight backpacking.
Okay.
Like, that's what I would.
I thought you were going to say if you go on the REI website and you print off the list of what they recommend for zombie apocalypse. Like, REI is fucking full of shit. Anything to sell you a goddamn fucking tent or a camelback.
No.
So I guess at the point where it differs, where no weapons?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would need a weapon. I don't know anything about guns.
Okay. Don't have to bring a gun?
I mean, I would like to bring a gun.
What would you...
I just don't know what kind of gun I would want.
From your limited exposure to guns, be it television, movies, video games, like, describe it to a handgun, a machine
gun. I would like
gun.
A handgun, I think.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to go around, like, start mowing people down or anything. Like, I just want to protect myself.
But, like, what are you going to, like... Is that what you're going to use to, like, protect yourself from the people and the zombies? Like, what is your... I feel like, I think a lot of people overdo on the weapons. Like, Chris had, like, 9 baseball bats. He was basically, like, a towel manager in high school. Like, hellish cleats and shoes and baseball bats was his, like, idea of what he was going to bring. So I think it's smart not to overdo it with the weapons.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to carry a lot of weapons, like, what is your plan to, like... Because I feel like at a certain point, there's just going to be zombies. Like, you're going to deal with zombies regularly. So, is it to just avoid them? Or are you going to, like, I mean, you can't do it here, but I was going to say, were you going to Batman rooftop to rooftop around, like, places, which you can't do here in Phoenix because you're too far apart? No. Are you going to be handgunning a bunch of zombies? Or?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm also
I don't know if that was a yes or no question. And maybe it was.
I will be handgunning a bunch of zombies.
Okay, handgunning zombies. Okay, cool.
I don't know. I don't know what the best handgun for that situation would be, but...
The thing is, I don't think it matters. Like, there are plenty easy-to-use handguns. As long as you have one, someone can show you how to use a handgun. Probably the most common kind.
Yeah, I mean, easy to use, but, like, you know, to, like... kill zombies. And, like, to be portable and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
It's not like they're light and, like, to, like, reload them and stuff. I don't know. Like, what's easy?
Like, a Glock is probably a pretty standard
weapon.
It's what the police carry. Well, it's, the other thing is most police carry a Glock. So when you find a dead cop, you could, like, get more ammo and stuff.
So. All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Well, no, I appreciate the fact that I think, like, so far, most people are like, I'm going to have a fucking sword and a fucking, like, AK. I'm like, all right, fucking you weird, like, samurai. Like, you're not going to... First, most people so far have requested or said they're going to bring weapons that they've never used before. And, like, could never possibly use. Like, it's okay to say, like, I've never, like, you've never used a handgun before.
I've used a handgun.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about
handguns. But I think what you're saying is very realistic and practical. There are other people like, I'm going to bring a sword and an AK. Like, well, first off, you've never seen an AK. And last time I looked, you weren't really, like, you couldn't win a foot race, let alone swing a sword. So I don't know how that's going to go. So I appreciate the idea of, like, not packing it full of weapons.
Yeah. I mean, I think you'd want lots of ammo, but you just want, you know, your go-to, like,
sure.
Multi-purpose.
One
kind of like,
head.
You know, one shoe.
Okay, shoe?
Your multi-purpose shoe. It's like your multi-purpose weapon. Kill zombies, like shoot a deer. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody actually once said that they were going to try to hunt deer with the samurai sword because he's an idiot.
Okay. Yeah, that would not be easy.
So, all right, you're back here. You got your bag. Is Chris here or is he somewhere else? I forgot where he was at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. It's like 2:20.
He's here.
Okay. So while he's got his bag full of shoes and bags. And you,
I'm unpacking it and repacking things that we need.
Okay. Like, it's like, no, I need those. What if we ever go swimming? I don't want to cut the bottom of my feet. I need these. They're waterproof.
Water shoes are good, but, you know, whatever.
So where do you guys go from here?
I mean, I'm going to go with what he said and, like, go to my parents' house.
So, okay. So
we got to get my dad.
Because he's the dude. He's the guy.
He's the Boy Scout.
Okay, he's the guy. And, I mean, he already said that he was going to leave his family and maybe grab his brother. Does that seem okay? Like, does that sound...
Yeah.
You don't seem super enthusiastic about that. Are you, like, not too keen on picking up his brother? Or, like, what part
I'm
of
I'm not going to go pick up his brother. Like,
okay, so, all right.
It's a zombie apocalypse happening. So it's dangerous out there.
So if his brother can make it to your parents' place, he can come.
Yeah, he can come.
But if he doesn't, you're not going out of your way to get him. That's a no. That's a no. The shrug was a no. They can't hear the shrug.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I got a problem. I don't know him. Maybe he's dead weight.
Okay. I don't know. I'm sure, but it's like extra people, you know.
So, okay. Yeah. So let's say he doesn't make it. We don't know where the fuck he is.
Okay.
So it's you, it's Chris, your parents, so your mother, father, and then are your siblings? Do you think they make it there?
My sister is not like in Phoenix, so
she's whatever.
She's in Flagstaff. We don't know what's happening.
Okay.
We'll probably call her, but you know, okay. We're not getting to her. My brother and his girlfriend, and we can just call her my sister-in-law because
sure. They're
basically married.
Call them whatever you want.
Together, but they would probably be coming along with us.
Okay. Do they seem like the people like it? All right. So 2 o'clock, you realize shit's bad. You get back home. It's 2:20. You pack all your shit. You unpack the shoes. You pack again. So now it's like 2:40.
Okay.
You hit the road, and your people are yelling. You know what I mean? Things are, it's not like total bedlam, but you can hear like gunshots kind of in the distance and like screaming. You get to the car and you're heading there. So the time you get to your parents, how far are your parents? Like 20 minutes from here?
More like 15.
Okay.
I'd say.
So it's closer to 3 o'clock around that time.
Okay.
So at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday, does your sister and her husband, boyfriend, are they the kind of people that can make it to their parents' house from wherever they are?
They live like 5 minutes from my parents' house.
Okay, are they at home on 2 o'clock or on Tuesday? Like, I'm basically what I'm asking is, like, do you think they make it to your parents' house?
I don't know if Krista would. Tanner might.
Okay. Why do you not think?
Krista's great, but I don't know that Krista has, like... I don't know.
So you think, like, do you think she sees, like, the video of a guy getting eaten on, like, Facebook and, like, oh, cool, like, likes it and then retweets it and then doesn't get out of the office?
No, I think she'd be like, oh, shit, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, she can make it.
She makes it. Okay.
She makes it for now.
So you're all, like, the whole, your family plus Chris is at your parents' place.
Yeah.
So what's the plan from there?
We're going to drive north toward Camp Verde, but we're going to just try to find a spot along the Verde River.
Do you guys have a vehicle? Are you guys in one vehicle or are you splitting them up in multiple vehicles?
Let's do multiple.
Do you have the vehicle? You guys have the vehicles that can do it? Like, that you can fit people in? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I feel like if you can, like, pack a bunch of water and, like, I don't know, fishing shit. And,
okay.
Like, you know, if you can pack more stuff, then that's probably, like, better once you get to, like, your destination.
So...
And, like, all of our cars could probably get to some spot on the Verde River.
So where is the Verde River from here? Because I don't know
I don't know. It runs through the middle of Arizona.
Okay. So you're going north towards some point in it? Like, does it stop? Is it a lake? Like,
I think anywhere between, like, Horseshoe Reservoir and, like, the Cottonwood.
Okay.
Would be anywhere.
So why that area? I don't know anything about this. I don't know shit about this area.
Well, so,
I've been to Phoenix and LA, and that's what I know.
I don't know. Like, northern Arizona is, like, pretty... Like, I don't think you could live through the summer if you were, like, to stay too far south here. But, like, if you were to go north, it wouldn't be, like, so cold that, like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Are you guys living, then, are you looking for a place along the river? Are you looking for, like, a small town?
No, somewhere...
Like the woods, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, somewhere... Like, we're gonna fish and hunt.
Okay.
Like, and, like, eat blackberries or, you know.
So you guys are, like, just, like, man versus wild it. Like,
yeah.
You got a little, like, community. Like, so you're not trying to stop anywhere. You're like... This is it. If we don't see another person again forever, it's okay.
Well, I mean, it would be nice to, like, see other people.
But you're not,
like,
expecting that.
No, I mean, like, yeah, someday maybe. But, like, I feel like six people to, like, live together along the river would not be so terrible.
So, and these six people.
Maybe once things calm down, we can venture out and find, you know, and people.
I think so with your father, the Boy Scout, who apparently has a lot of outdoors experience. He's the one kind of organizing, like eat that berry, don't eat that, put this thing here, we'll make a tent out of this and cast a line this way. He's like, he's Papa Bear out there. And then you've got, you know, his wife, your mother, you, your sister, her husband, brother, boyfriend, whatever, you and Chris. Does everybody get along great?
Yeah, pretty well.
Wait.
Krista
talks too much?
Yeah.
Does that bother someone?
It bothers everyone a little bit.
Because, I mean, the thing is, like, you guys are here. It's you guys. Say things go great, and you don't get, like, four zombies or, like, river zombies coming after you.
Yeah.
It's like you, the six of you, by yourself for, like, let's say, just minimum, like, 6 months. Like,
I think it would be fine.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, like, my family is, like, really, like, just low-key and, like, easygoing. So
okay.
Even when Krista's, and I imagine, like, after, like, a while, Krista would, like, calm down.
Is she, like, do you think, is Krista the one that's, like, traumatized before this? Like, she's not speaking, and, like, someone's like, here, drink some water. And she's, like, taking it, shaking.
No, she's talking.
She's talking the whole time?
She's talking through the whole thing. She's like, oh my god, I can't believe this, blah, 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 and like, it's only happening to her. You're like, yeah, I know, it's
terrible. Crazy.
I love her, but, you know.
Hey, it's family, right? Like, you could say that about him because it's family.
Yeah.
So, okay, so she's not Trump, she's just kind of annoying. Sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes, not all the time.
Not all the time, yeah.
Okay, but you don't think there's, like, you guys are good. For 6 months, the six of you.
Yeah, I'm sure we could totally do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like no fist fights? No nothing?
No fist fights. No.
Okay.
Yeah. We're an easygoing bunch. We're pretty happy.
Like keep in mind, NASA has issues with people like together on a spaceship for like 6 months.
Yeah, but we're not on a spaceship. We're in like the wilderness. It's not like we're in a confined space together.
But you can't
be like, oh, I'm just gonna go fishing for a while. Like, bother me.
Sure, but then like, okay, you can't go to like. There are still like the idea of going north is a great idea, and it's a great idea that everyone is going to have. So although it is not a populated area now, there is going to be a stream of people like slowly and steadily heading towards that way. So, although...
I thought they were going to the coast.
Realistic. Most people, out of all the people that have been interviewed on the show, and realistically, most people have said they're going to go north. Only the people that have actually been to California or lived in California said they're going to go there. Because they're idiots. And they have some sort of magical, like, they think California has fucking magic powers, and it cures AIDS and shit, or whatever. I don't know. They're crazy. Everybody else thinks, I think everybody knows, like, going north is kind of the way to go. So even though I don't think, like, one day you're just going to have a caravan run through your little village, like, there will be instances where, like, hey, like...
You'll run into people.
You'll run into people. Yeah. They'll be like, you'll start to see more zombies. So it won't be a thing where, like, you can just spread out all over your little valley camp thing.
But, like, it's not like... I mean, I'm saying we get along.
You say you get along?
And it's going to be fine.
Okay. All right. In this, like... tribal community that you've been, do you like, does anybody get Lord of the Flies? And if they do, who does? Like, kind of like, is wearing pig's blood as like mascara or something. And like,
No one does that?
No one is the capability?
Maybe Chris or Krista.
Okay, Chris. Okay, once again, Krista comes up.
I don't know. My family is not doing that.
Okay. All right.
I know them.
So, let me give you a scenario. So you've been out there for 6 months. Everything's been working out. You're self-sufficient. His Boy Scout dad has taught you how to fish. You guys are like making. You guys are wearing like skins that you can't. I don't know. You're probably wearing clothes. I don't think you'd be like going right to loincloths.
No, not directly.
No. you've got food. You're surviving. It's still rough. The weather. It's fucking shitty. Everybody's a little wet all the time. They got athlete's feet. Like everybody's crotches are gross and just smelly. But you're making it work, and you're fairly happy. Having occasional run-ins with some few like zombies in the woods, but that's it. 6 months into it, you realize that a little up the river, there is a similar group that has moved in, and they set up camp there, and they're kind of doing the same thing. They're new to the area, but they're doing the same thing. They don't know you're there, but you know they are there, and through your observations, you realize these people are a little more aggressive than your group. Do you take off? Do you hope they don't run into you? Do you try to neutralize your neighbors?
What do you mean by neutralize?
That's up to you. Fucking neutralize them.
I mean, I think that, you know, we would try to be like, hey, like, we're here.
Oh, you would like...
You know, we don't have to, like, hang out or anything, but let's be buds. You know, maybe if you need something, we have it. Like, we can share it.
Oh, so you would, like, introduce yourself to the group, like, hey, we're your neighbors.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't make... This group is, when I say aggressive, they have,
They're, like, gonna kill you.
I don't know if they're straight up gonna kill you, but, like, it's not beyond them to be, like... Look at them down there with all their fucking nice shoes. How can they have all the fucking nice shoes? These fucking shitty New Balances I have. That motherfucker's got like a bag full of shoes. I want some fucking shoes. Like, you know, the kind of people that are not opposed to taking the stuff that you got.
All right. Well, then I guess we'd probably just move a little bit further away.
Okay, so... The answer to that question goes to the next thing. So do you think your group's actions to deal with the threat of like aggressive people would be to avoid them?
Well,
First off, who do you think is making these decisions? Is it a democracy? Do you guys sit around and vote? You pass the conch shell, or is like pop, like Boy Scout dad making, like, calling the shots?
No, we talk about it.
Okay. Are you casting votes? Like,
no, I think it's just kind of an informal, like, you know, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
I'm just curious. Like, some people, families have different dynamics. There are families where, like, there's clearly someone in charge. Or yeah. There's, like, they'll try to take votes or something. I don't know. Like, yeah. You guys will draw straws. I don't fucking know.
I think probably, like, my parents would have, like, more weight in the decision. You know, like, their opinion matters more.
Okay.
But it's because, like, they're badasses and they're smart.
Okay. Okay. So to that, what you're saying is you guys would use the strategy of avoiding, just try to avoid people instead of confronting them or, like, engaging.
Well, if we can, like, be friends and sure, be like, sure. Hey, like, let's be cool, like, that's ideal. But
yeah.
If, like,
yeah.
That's not going to happen, like,
we'll just pack up and move.
Just be like, peace out.
Yeah, okay.
We're not going to go around causing.
You guys are not the danger in the night.
No.
Okay. That's not.
No, if someone's, like, you know.
Yeah, but you guys are not
coming
the one
after us or something, like, you know, it's not like we're going to be like, no. Like,
what I mean is, like, you guys are not the ones that are, like, out there causing the havoc. Like, you're not the,
no.
You're not, you ever seen Mad Max? Or, like, yes. Oh, no, the Road Warrior? That's the second one. Like, the second one where, like, he has to drive that tanker.
I don't remember.
Fuck. It's the one, like, you guys are not the dudes in the shoulder pads and the black leather.
No.
Like, you're not the villains in the apocalypse.
No, you. We're okay. Just like,
peace. You're the guys with the white, you're the hippie people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's say you've been surviving. It's gone on 8 months now. You guys have been surviving out in the woods, but unfortunately, sometime during the night, a group of fucking zombies came through your camp, and it was rough, and someone didn't make it. Who do you think in a hand to hand zombie scuffle out of your group, who do you think doesn't make it?
Krista.
That was. I could see you, and is it because she's talking throughout it? Like, why doesn't she make it?
No, it's just, she's not as, like, athletic as the rest of us. And, okay. Like,
she's not as hardened?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
So, if she goes, does her husband or boyfriend,
My brother.
Your brother-in-law, or brother?
My brother.
Your brother.
She's my sister-in-law.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what am I? I'm sorry.
You've been. It's okay. It doesn't matter. It's totally arbitrary.
Whatever. Sorry. Whatever. Okay.
Member of my group.
So is your brother, like, obviously he's heartbroken, but, like, does this, like, break him, or is he, like, how do you think this affects him? And he had to kill her. He had to kill the, like, the turned version of her. Like, she got bit and, like, turned, and, like, he had to do it.
I don't think that would sit with him well.
I mean, it wouldn't sit with anybody well, but, like,
I mean, I think he could, like, keep it together.
Okay.
I don't, like,
do you, like, I'm really asking, like, rough. How do you think it changes him? Do you think, like, he goes for long walks of work, like, walks in the woods alone after this? And, like,
I don't know. I think he'd be pretty withdrawn, but, like, I think that he would also have the capacity to, like, talk about it with us and,
okay,
you know.
You guys have a memorial service?
Yeah.
Do you like Viking funeral or something?
Sure, why not?
Okay, so
send her down the river.
So basically the whole way she's been the weak link. So this isn't a matter of time before she was going to go.
Yeah.
You guys have all known this. So she probably would have died some other time before hidden.
It's possible.
Okay. And you think that he, like, although he would be withdrawn, you guys would have, like, some sort of, like, sit-down session and you'd talk it out.
I mean, I think it would happen. I don't think we would be like, all right, like, well, Tanner, how are you feeling? Like, well, I think it would just be like, you know.
The way you made your family feel is like your parents are like this weird combination of like Oprah, Bear Grylls, and Dr. Phil. Like, no, he'd be okay. He'd show us how to work. We talk it out. We don't fucking vote. He doesn't insure. He would be in charge, but not really. We make decisions together. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
You guys are remarkably well-adjusted.
We are It is actually weird how well adjusted.
Is it kind of scary? It's pretty scary.
Like sometimes we're like when we hang out, like in our family unit, we're like, I didn't even know that this wasn't like, you know, I didn't know everyone else's life wasn't so cool.
Yeah.
Like, some people have crazy parents.
Yeah, people have crazy. Soda case in point, does like, how well does Chris like gel into that like weird hippie Leave It to Beaver like family thing?
Good. He loves my family.
Okay. I'm not saying he doesn't. On personal experience, when it's a little too perfect, I'm like, there's something wrong here. Somebody needs to call someone else a bitch. Like, there's something that's like, way too nice.
Well, I bitch about my sister.
Huh?
I bitch about my sister, but, you know, she's...
Somewhere else. So. Do you think, like, would your father want to try to get to her? Like, that, I guess that's another point. Like, so you guys, once again, you called her, like, in the first, and she's like, I don't know what's going on, Dad, things or whatever. Like, do you think, instead of hanging out in the woods, does he try to get his other daughter?
Maybe.
I think that's probably a better question. I probably should have asked that earlier.
I mean, maybe, I guess it would be more practical to, like, if, you know, you're calling her on the phone saying, like, all right, well, this is our plan, like, you know, maybe we can figure out where we can meet up.
Well, say she doesn't make it there. Like, does your dad just say, all right, we'll just fuck her? Or, like, do you, like, his daughter? Does he, like, go out looking for her?
I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah, well, because, like, my parents are, like, sometimes, like, especially my mom, like, just, like, super pragmatic, like, really practical, like...
So, they would be the ones that would be like, oh, I guess she didn't make it, and, like, have a...
Well, I don't know. I think it would be, like, you know, it wouldn't sit well if, like, you just, like, decided not to look for her, but, like, what are you going to do if you're going to, like, where is she going to be, you know? Like, where are you going to find her?
Do you bring the whole group, or does one of you go off looking...
Yeah. So it's just, like, I feel like the practicality of, like, going to look for her... I mean, just probably wouldn't justify, like, endangering, like, everyone else or someone else.
So, let's say that she doesn't make it to the meeting point, but all right, which parent of the two do you think is more determined to find the other one, to find the daughter? Just more determined about it.
Say my dad. I'm not sure, but I'm going to go with my dad.
So, okay. I'll set up another thing. So let's say your dad is the one that's a little more determined. I can understand that. Like, I don't have kids, but if I didn't know my daughter, it's like, I got to fucking find my daughter. I've seen fucking Mark Wahlberg and, like, Tom Cruise movies. They fucking want to find their daughters.
Yeah.
Did you know my daughter? It's like the plot of every one of their movies. Yeah. Where's my daughter?
Well, and also, like, my dad, like, is a little more, like, compared to my mom, a little bit more emotional, I think.
Okay.
Not that he's, like, super emotional or anything.
Yeah, I don't think he would, like, you're right, like, if he's pragmatic, I don't think he's gonna, like, endanger everybody. Like, well, everybody in the van, we're gonna go fucking find her.
Yeah.
Like, he would probably go look for her alone.
Yeah, so but we need him.
But let's say he goes off. He can't leave his little girl out there. So he leaves you guys. And now it's your mom. It's you. It's your brother. It's Chris. And the sister-in-law's dead. So now what's that for you? How many people have a name? Five?
That's four.
Four. I can't count. So it's a four of you. Dad's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just walks off into the night. Fuck, we don't know what happened to him so far. In that four-person unit... Like, obviously the quality of, like, the fishing and hunting is probably going to suffer.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's...
Well, is your mom... I shouldn't say that, because your mom could be an equally accomplished, like, huntress and...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so I think that we, without him, we could, like, still do... everything that we needed to do without, like, any big problems.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like you guys, like, your mom and you guys have enough knowledge that you can do it on your own. without him.
Yeah.
Okay. That is not the impression that I got for 4. Not
to
say that.
Well, I think like maybe to like get established, it would be really helpful to have my dad there. But like,
I think
the hardest part is preparing for all. So if you have him and like you get all your shit together and you have all your shit, and like you know he's there to say like do this and that, and like then you can go and be like, all right, well. You know, I can sneak up on a deer.
Okay.
Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like
I can cast a line into the river.
So once he's set up the camp, he goes off to find his other daughter. Mm-hmm. It's the 4 you left. And just to make it difficult, and say your mom dies in the fucking, like in the night of some, I don't know, she has some disease or some shit like that. She goes, I'm sorry, I killed you wrong.
Okay.
Who steps up as the new leader?
I think it would be just like, I don't know. It would still be like
a communal thing?
Yeah.
You don't think that they're like...
I think that like Tanner and I would be kind of at the helm.
Okay. I think it would just be Tanner and you in charge of Chris.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I mean, the way he sounded, he didn't seem too opposed to that idea. He's like, dude, I don't fucking know. Whatever her dad says, I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So he didn't seem too opposed to that idea.
My brother is really smart, so.
I'm sure he is.
And so am I.
I've never requested.
Not that Chris isn't smart.
I've never questioned any of your intelligence. Never. Never questioned.
I'm also still the boss of Chris. So.
Yes.
In all of situations.
I think, okay, if I had to give an evaluation or agree, like, I think the idea of your sister going off, I honestly think that your dad would probably stay to try to set you up, but that dude is peacing out, like, 2 days later to go find her.
Okay.
And then, the thing about living in the woods is that, like, or going camping for extended periods of time is real rough. It's
yeah.
Really, really rough. Like, you can totally do it. Like, I guess what you got, your survival is totally dependent on the migration of people from south to north, whether it misses you or not, and also how bad things are up north. Because that river doesn't flow north to south.
Yeah.
The thing that people forget about disasters, and it happens a lot of times, and it happens now, like not just in like no because of not zombies, is that like. Shit gets fucked up in ways that you don't realize, like
a tanker, water gets polluted.
Exactly. Like no one's manning like septic systems or anything like that.
Yeah.
No one's watching like oil pipes or anything like that. So as long as like those things hold up, you're good.
Yeah.
It's if that stuff goes.
So you're
bad,
saying the water is polluted.
I'm not saying it's polluted. I think that like eventually there may become a point. It may not. It may never become polluted, but. You're hoping that it doesn't, because if it does, like...
We're filtering and boiling our water.
Yeah, but I mean, if it kills off the wildlife, like,
yeah, that's
you know what
true.
I mean? Then you're
fucked. You're fucked.
But that it may not happen. It may happen.
It may, or it may not.
It may not. So that, I mean, that's everything. So you're...
What
you're,
say you, God?
So you just roll in the... Like, so you're hinging on, and it's not a bad thing to like, it's a good idea to rely on like the natural resources. You're just hoping that a resource doesn't get fucked somewhere upriver. Which.
Right.
Not terrible.
Yeah. I mean, you could always like move further north if you really needed to, I guess. But like, you don't know like what that point is. I don't know. What do you do when you don't have any water anymore? I mean, you have to have, like, a natural source of water.
Sure.
Because, like, you can't just be like, oh, we have water forever.
You don't. Like, especially in this state. Like, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that, like, you can do the rain gathering technique?
That's true.
That's
yeah.
true. Yeah. But you have to go somewhere yeah. where it rains
yeah.
more frequently.
Where it's at least humid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that's everybody's problem. I don't think there's a right answer to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd be better set up if you're, like, in the south or something where it's, like, just moist.
Yeah, but then, like, you're in the south, and, you're like, you don't want to be in the south. Then you're close to Mexico.
We're already close to Mexico.
Yeah, but, like, Not close enough. Like, I think, like, today, like, I look at pictures.
We're closer to Mexico than, like, most places in the South.
I guess. Yeah, we are.
You but,
I
mean, guess?
No, I, like, that's true. But, like, I look at pictures of Mexico now, and it looks like there's a zombie outbreak there, like, now. Like, right now, it looks like that. It always does.
No.
There are, I can pull up pictures right now of the Gaza Strip and Mexico, and if there are no people in it, so you can't tell, like, race, you could not tell the difference from some of these pictures.
All right. I'll give you that.
Okay. Well, I think your plan is good. Like, I think, like, I mean, that's the best you can do. It's trying to get the best situation. You luckily have, like, the Boy Scout dad to, as long as he can set you guys up. And apparently you have some weird, perfectly functioning family. So
yeah, we're great.
That's fucking super weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Can someone knit? Please tell me someone can knit. Because it's even funnier if someone's, like, knitting around this fire.
I know how to knit. My mom knows how to knit. Not well.
But it doesn't matter.
And we don't have the patience for it.
You've got nothing
but time. But, yeah, once you have nothing but time, yeah, sure.
Can someone play the guitar?
And stuff.
Because the best thing is I want to see, like, a campfire, like, this, like, the zombie holdout, and someone's knitting, and someone else is playing guitar. It's like someone's singing a folk song or something like that.
Well, my mom and I really like to sing. So
you're totally singing by the campfire.
So we're totally singing by the campfire.
What's your zombie, like, singing by the campfire song?
I don't know.
You got to pick something.
It would have to be decided upon arrival. I have no idea. I feel like it would just happen. I can't say what it would be.
You can't think of one that, like, would come to mind? That, like...
No, I can't really think of anything that, like, both my mom and I know. I think we would have to learn something and sing it together.
Maybe you could like folk up but like a modern song, like folk up like If You Like It, should have put a ring on it or something, and like folk up that.
Yeah, I feel like it might be something more like, you know, Fleetwood Mac song.
Fleetwood Mac's pretty good.
Or maybe like ABBA.
Oh man. Knowing Chris, I don't know how he would feel about, like, having to sit, like, he might walk off into the woods and you never see him again. No. If he comes back and finds, like, you guys
see... He loves me enough to listen to my singing.
Does he sing ABBA?
No matter what song it is. Yeah.
Okay.
He could get down on ABBA.
I guess, you know what, there's no one else, he doesn't have to look cool for anybody. No one has to look cool for anything else.
Yeah.
There's no, yeah, no peer pressure.
Exactly.
Okay.
Plus, it's me singing it, so
that's very
true. Better fucking love it.
He better love it? Did you sing Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I like that. That image is hilarious. It, you know, it's fucking cracking me up right now.
Musicals.
Yeah, musicals. Yeah. Do you guys, like, to pass the time, do you guys, like, recreate, like kind of make, like, make, like, costumes out of leaves and reperform scenes from Rent or something like that?
I don't know if leaves would necessarily be involved.
I don't know.
But...
Like, maybe if you were, like, Rent doesn't really have costumes. But I don't know. Like, someone has costumes or some shit like that. I don't know. Like,
maybe. I don't know. I'm sure there would be flower crowns.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of shit.
Because the thing is, you have nothing but time. Like, you're fucking, you don't have anything to fucking do out there.
Except for, like, gather food and, like, make sure you have enough water.
But that doesn't, honestly, it actually doesn't take that much time. Like, if you look at a lot of indigenous tribes, like, they don't spend most of their time doing that. Yeah. Like, most of their time, like, if you know what you're doing and you're lucky, because also you don't have to do it every day, then once you get it, like, the rest of your time is sitting around and, I don't know, like, putting bones through your nose. All right. So if you listen to Chris's show, then I think you know what's coming, or maybe you don't. So the last question I ask everybody is, you're starving, it's you alone, and the last resort, you've come to the worst thing has happened, and you're starving, and you have to eat another human being, but you can eat any human being alive on the world today, who would you eat and why?
I don't know, and I thought about this question, and like,
you gotta pick somebody.
Maybe the fattest man on earth. Because I think you could take his fat and, like, use it as, like, you know, to burn, like, as, like, fuel. Oh,
so you're not even just eating him, like, so you,
yeah,
like, you're like, eating him and, like, you're making, like he's a whale, like, and,
yeah.
So you gotta strung up, you're like, oh, look at this, like, singing song, like, Queequeg's making, like, lamps and candles out of his blubber.
Yeah.
That's fucking dark, man. That's really dark. Some other people said they just wanted to eat somebody, like, you've, like, turned this person into, like, a commodity.
Yeah, so what?
That's really dark.
I'm resourceful.
That is, but Fuck, man. That's harsh.
I don't know.
Okay.
Them's the breaks.
Fattest man alive. Okay. Well, this has been fun. And I let out the guests close the show, so please close it out. Send a message to the one person or no people that listen to this.
Zombies are impossible. And I'm glad this will never happen to me.
All right. Until next time.